Today's Amud for Chazara is Veitza Lametesim Abeis. We're holding on Lametesim and Aleph, four lines from the bottom by the two dots. So says the Gemara, V'shal Oile Bavel Karagle HaMemale. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you have a bar, Shal Oile Bavel, so whoever draws water from it, the water then takes on the tchum of the one who fills water from the pit. So now says the Gemara, Itmar, what's the halach in the following case where you have that Mile V'nasan L'chaveiroi? Now Reuven draws the water, but he only draws it to give it to Shimon. So does it take on Reuven's tchum or does it take on Shimon's tchum? So Rav Nachman Amar Karagle Misha Nismalulai, it takes on Shimon's tchum, the one who was filled for. Rav Shesha Samar, Karagli HaMemale, then no, it takes on Reuven's Tchum. But my Kamiflagi, what's this Machlokes based off of? Mar Savar Beber Daf Kerehu, Rav Shesha holds that it takes on Reuven's Tchum, because he holds that the bar is considered a bar shel hefker, and when Reuven picks up the water, he's now kainet. He can't be kainet for Shimon, because a Magbia Metzia Lechavero, Loi Kana Chavero, you're not allowed to be kainet for someone else, but Makoim, that it's Chav Lachrino, like Rashi explains. But when Reuven picks it up, he's therefore he's kainet for himself. Binei's kainet for himself, so it takes on Reuven's chum, and then he's just giving it to Shimon, so it's Shimon getting water from Reuven. Umar Savar, whereas Reb Nachman holds, that no, Beir de Shutfihu. It's a bar of Shutfim, and so Reuven doesn't have to be kainet for Shimon, he's just picking it up for Shimon, like a shliach. It's already Shimon's water, it's everyone's water. He's just showing that now, using Beira, that this was Shimon's water going into Shabbos, and therefore it takes on Shimon's chum. Ask the Gemara, Isvi, Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman, you really mean to tell me that the bar shel oily regalim is considered, shel oily bavel, it's considered a bar shel shutfim? But we have a braisa that's mavor, then no, it's a bar shel hefker. It says, Harini Allah acheirem, and Reuven says to Shimon, I'm acheirem to you, so hamud arasur. So now Shimon's not allowed to be nana from Reuven. Reuven said, you can't be nana from me. Hare ata olai acheirem, if Reuven says, you're acheirem to me, that you're asur to me, so hanayd arasur, so Reuven is not to be nana from Shimon. Hareini alach avata olai, says it both ways. So then, shneim asur and zebeze. So then they're both asur to be nana from each other. Umutarim b'shel oli bava. But says the Braisa, that even though they're not allowed to be nana from each other, they are allowed to be nana from things that are part of the property of the oli bavel. Vasurim b'shel oli seayir, and they're asur to be nana from things that are part of the community, that are owned by the community, because that's already considered a shutfis. And then, if Reuven's nana from it, it's like he's being nana partially from Shimon, and if Shimon's nana, it's like he's being nana partially from Reuven, so that's going to be a problem. The following are examples of things that are part of the property of the Oilei Bavel. Harabayis, Halishkois, Fazarois, Ubar Shalem Tzadarech, and also this pit with the water on the road. Ve'eluhein Shalai Seir, the following are examples of things that are owned by the community. Harachayiv, the town square, Ubeis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaMerchatz, the shower house. Via. Now, so that's the end of the Braisa. So now says Rav to Rav Nachman, that vi amre beira de shutfihu, if you're gonna say that a bar shall oily regalim, that that's considered a bar shall shutfim, so then am I mutter? So why, when Reuven says, harini alecha v'ata olai, why is it mutter for them to go to binene from the waters of the oily bavel? V'atanamba, we learned in the Mishnah, that a shutfim shenadru hana zemizeh, when you have shutfim, let's say they're shutfim in a chatzar together, and they were neither hana, one from the other, so when you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, that are Asur and Ana, one from the other, and they're Shutfim in a certain property, so they're Asurim Likanes the Chatzar Lirchitz. They're not allowed to go into the Chatzar to take a shower. Because if Reuven goes in, it's considered that he's being Nana from Shimon. And same by Shimon. If he goes in, it's considered like he's being Nana from Reuven. So now, if you're going to tell me that the Bar Shal Oil Regalim is considered a Shutfis, so then in the case where Reuven says, Harini Alech Vat Olai, why are they both allowed to be Nana from the Bar Shal Oil Bavel? So says the Gemara, Bebar Lirchayt Sachanami. Says Rav Nachman in Achanami, if they wanted to go wash themselves in the bar of Bar Shal Shutfim, so that's going to be a problem, because then they're each being nene from each other. Here we're discussing if they want to draw water from the pit. And that's going to be mutter, because then let's say when Reuven draws water from the pit, we'll say that this water, this cup of water using Breira, this is Reuven's cup. So he's not being nana from Shimon. And same thing by Shimon, when he draws water from the pit, we'll say that that was always Shimon's cup. So he's not being nana from Reuven. I'll be the idea of Breira, we can make it a no, they're not being nana from each other. Now to go in and shower in the pit, that's going to be a problem, because then you're using all the water. Being that you're using all the water, you're using the whole pit, so that's by default going to be that they're each being nana from each other. But when it comes to taking a little bit of water out from the pit to just drink, so that we could use Breira, and it will be considered that they're not being nana from each other. As the Gemara, the Sabra of Nachman is Breira, but does Rav Nachman hold the Breira? That's not, but we learned in the Mishnah. Ha'achin ha'shutfin, kishachayavim be'kalboin, petur mi'maiser behema. That when they're chayiv in a kalboin, they're potter mi'maiser behema. Meaning, when the brothers divide the father's Yerusha, when they divide their Yerusha, and then they join back together as partners, so being that they're now regular business partners, so partners are potter from mi'maiser behema, but they're chayiv to add in the kalboin when they pay machzor. That's the halacha of machzor hashekel. That partners, if one partner pays machzor hashekel for the other, so he has to add an additional kalboin for each person. However, kishachayavim b'maiser behema potur min hakalboin. In situations where they're chayiv in maiser behema, meaning let's say they did not divide the estate, so now they're not considered like real partners. It's all nikra al shem, the father. It's all nikra. It's called tuusas habayis. So then it's not like shutfim, and therefore memelo they're going to be chayiv in maiser behema. At the same time, they're going to be potur from the kalboin, because the halacha is that if a father pays machzor shekel for his son, so he doesn't add in a kalboin. And this is like Yaakov. This is like their father is paying machzor shekel for the children. Now, Rav Anan qualified, and he said that this that we said, if they split the estate and they join back together, so it's already bottled, the shame tfusa sabayis, now the regular business partners, that's only if they didn't do an even divide. They split different animals amongst themselves, because then we view that as like a business transaction. This is not, you can't use Breira to say that that's always the chalakim that fell to Reuven, and that's always the chalakim that fell to Shimon. This is like already a whole transaction, but mainly when they join back together, it's not going to be the I'll shame the father anymore. It's going to be stomach new business partners. But if they didn't even split, they divided equally the goats amongst themselves and the sheep amongst themselves. So then, we could say that each one of the brothers, when they got their chilek, that that's always the chilek that was part of their Yerusha from the beginning. And when they join back together, it still has the shame of the father. It still has the din tfusas abayis. Memela, they're going to be chayiv and meiser behema, and they're going to be potter from adding the kalbay. Rav Nachman says that no. Once they divide the estate, even if they join back together, afilu chalku gadiyim keneged gadiyim utulam keneged tulam. Even if they divided it equally, ein aimer zeu chalka megiyim yishar rishayin alakach. We don't say breira. We don't apply the principle of breira, and you don't say that this is the chilek that each one was originally supposed to get. So you see from here, the Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Breira. So if so, we're not going to be able to say anymore that Rav Nachman holds that the Bar Shal Olei Bavel is considered a Bar Shal Shutfim. The only way we were able to say that was if we had to come onto the idea of Breira to answer up the Braisa that Rava brought. Now that Rav Nachman doesn't hold the Breira, so it can't be that Rav Nachman holds that the Bar Shal Olei Bavel is considered owned by Shutfim. So says the Gemara El de Kuli Alma Beirah Da. It must be everybody holds that the Bar Shal Oili Bavel is considered a Bar Shal Hefker. Elahacha, the machlaikas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, that Rav Nachman held that when Reuven draws water from Shimon, that it takes on the Tchum of Shimon, and Rav Sheshes says that it takes on the Tchum of Reuven, the machlaikas is as follows. That b'magbiyah mitzilah chaveirai kabmiflagi. They're arguing in general, halacha in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, that any time Reuven picks up something from Shimon, if he's only picking it up for Shimon, does it first become owned by Reuven? Reuven is then going to give it to Shimon, but does it first become owned by Reuven? So, Meir Savar Kana, Rav Sheshes holds that Reuven, even though he's only picking it up for Shimon, it first is considered that it's owned by Reuven. So being that it's first owned by Reuven, that's why in our case, it takes on the tchum of Reuven. Umar Savar Loikana, whereas Rav Nachman holds that no, being that Reuven's not picking it up for himself, so it doesn't go to Shimon, because we said you can't pick up something, when it's Chav Lachmina for someone else, but it also doesn't become Reuven's. He's not picking it up for himself, so it remains Hefker. So when Shimon then takes it, it's as if Shimon drew the water from the pit. He's taking it now for the first time from Hefker, and that's why it takes on Shimon's Chum. That's the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes.